Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Lily Martin, 71 of Wausau, died October 7th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lily Martin is survived by her daughter, Candy Jo Sanchez, grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Ruth Martin, Rosie and Richard Strait, and Josephine Kalinsky. Special nieces, Helen Chavez, Corinna Kosherik, and Cindy Zastro. Special nephew, Conrad Kosherik. Special friends, Keith Rako and Angel Faye Rako. Other relatives and friends. Lily Martin, 71 of Wausau. Dale J. Olson, 50 of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly Friday, October 18th. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday at the Advent Christian Church, Laval. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials are preferred in lieu of flowers. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements. Dale Olson is survived by his wife, Amy, daughter, Autumn of Reedsburg, his mother, Margaret of Waniwok, mother and father-in-law, Pete and Cheryl Hartleben of Bondwell, sister Julie Olson of Reedsburg, two brothers, Paul Olson of Reedsburg and Jerry and Sarah Olson of Waniwok, brothers-in-law and sisters-in-law, Craig and Megan Hartleben of Bondwell, and Todd and Nicole Hartleben of Shawano, nieces and nephews, aunts, uncles, cousins, and many friends. Dale J. Olson, 50 of Reedsburg. Carter Matthew Hies, 20 of Rural Hill Point, died suddenly Monday from injuries received in an automobile accident near Bear Valley. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 1 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the family. Survivors of Carter Hies include his mother, Brenda Von Barron of Lockhart, Texas, his father, Matt Cast of Janesville, two sisters, Jade and Benjamin Pacheco of Elroy, and Zeta Ludwig of Richland Center, grandparents, Emmett Jr. and Susan Hies of Gays Mills, and Mark and Jan Cast of Hill Point, great-grandmothers, Evelyn Parrish of New Lisbon and Ellen Hies of Bell Center, five aunts and uncles, best friend, Tate Rosenbaum, many cousins, other relatives, and friends. Carter Matthew Hies, 20 of Rural Hill Point. Tina Marie Main, 63 of Boscobel, died Tuesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A gathering of family and friends will be held Tuesday from 4 until 7 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held Wednesday at 10 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Tina Main is survived by her husband, Chris, son, Joshua Main and Maylee Bile of Boscobel, many nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Tina Marie Main, 63 of Boscobel. Daniel A. Fredericks, 59 of Muscadet, died October 16th after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be sent to Dan's sister, Catherine Bloom. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Dan Fredericks is survived by 9 siblings, Jennifer Fredericks of Avoca, Jackie Fredericks of Arizona, Judy Fredericks and Paul Larson of Friesland, Janice Fredericks of Highland, Jeffrey and Naomi Fredericks of Cherry Valley, Illinois, Catherine and David Bloom of Dodgeville, Edward and Becky Fredericks and Heidi Winkus, all of Highland, and Philip Fredericks of Rice Lake. Nieces and nephews, great nieces and nephews, and many friends. Daniel A. Fredericks, 59 of Muscadet. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Joe and Olivia Price had a son, John Russell.